This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. Frank here. We just reviewed the home inspection on the home we're buying. Can you ask the seller to replace the refrigerator with one that has a freezer on top? My wife doesn't like bending over to get the ice cream.
You know, I did get a refrigerator. And what happened to the music? I did have a... oh, I just couldn't hear it. I did, what spurred that on was I did finally get a refrigerator with a freezer on the bottom and just absolutely love it. But, and a friend of mine who they never cook, they're out to eat all the time, and we were discussing it, and she said, oh, I couldn't have a freezer on the bottom. I said, well, why not? She goes, I get bread and ice cream. And I'm thinking, how much bread and ice cream are you eating that's the primary purpose of your refrigerator? Probably the rest of the top has the beer. You got to be drinking more beer than bread and ice cream. It's the funniest thing. Good old Bev and Larry. Hey, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. That Rockford voice almost sounds a little bit like Neil Kalin, one of the attorneys from the California Department of Real Estate, at least the first line. I wouldn't make fun of him that badly, not totally, but that first, just when he said, hi, Mark, it was just kind of like that. So we have a great guest joining us in the second segment to be with us for either a long second segment or segment two and three. We'll see what we cover. Margot Zenn from Diversified Mortgage will get an update on rates, what they are today, where they're headed, credit and income requirements, some lenders reemerging, which is a good sign in this mortgage market. Some ideas how to own your home sooner. Recasting your mortgage. It's not a phishing program. Recasting your mortgage. Or that recasting would also be the casting couch. Reverse mortgages. And maybe a comment on short sales. So that's coming up. We've got a bunch of different topics here. Maybe I'll have time to address the Granada Tower. Couple of condos up there at the top floor. If you have several million dollars burning a hole in your pocket, motoring with Mark, Prop 19 high for the week and low for the week, pending low for the week and a new listing for the week. I do now just want to cover the fourth quarter. I don't think I've done it. Fourth quarter of 2010, we had a drop in sales. I attended the California Association of Realtors Chief Economist Leslie Appleton Young, who was here last week in Santa Barbara at Fess Parker's DoubleTree, a good article the next day in the Santa Barbara News Press, highlighting some of the points. Tough to follow, so much information, and but one comment said, "Yeah, it was about 100 realtors," and I'm not good at numbers, but I thought, God, that can't be right. And I actually, it's stumped me, so I called the association, and she said there was really closer to 200 people, 16 groups from the trade show, and maybe, she said, maybe 170 registered realtors. So other than that, the article was good. So she was pretty positive, and I'll probably do some notes on that maybe next week. I took some notes, and we'll print some of the 128 slides from her PowerPoint. If you're going to talk for 45 minutes and cover 128 pages, it's going to move very quickly. And it was like, oh, you know, take this note, take that note. So there was a little recap on Santa Barbara County and California, and so we'll do that next time. But so I just wanted to talk about the fourth quarter. And so the reason why I mentioned her is that she talked about 2010 and said that the first 6 months of 2010 she saw in throughout California was a little stronger than the second 6 months of 2010. And, you know, for Santa Barbara, I guess you could say that. There was the fourth quarter of 2010, the sales dropped for the number of sales. And in fact, they dropped from quarters 2, 3, and 4. They went down. They didn't drop as low as the first quarter sales of 2010, but they were as high as 253. This is just single-family residences only, so not condos or vacant parcels or mobile homes. And so 253 sales of single-family homes in the second quarter of 2010. Going back, we didn't have a number that high, and going back to 2007, the second quarter, we hit 261. And if you go back to 2006, we didn't have a quarter that hit, you know, that high. So 253 since 2006, that's 5 years. That was near on the highest number of sales in any quarter since 06. So that was exciting. It dropped down to 231 for the third quarter of 2010, which was still better than the third quarter of 2009 and the third quarter of 8 and 2007, and just about the same as 06. Third quarter of 2006 had 236 sales, so we had 231 sales in 2010. But then we dropped to 211, finally getting to the fourth quarter of 2010. Single-family residences only, just through the multiple listing service, 211 sales, which is actually a drop of 12% in the number of sales of the fourth quarter of 2009. We had 240 sales. So 211, not a horrible number. At least it wasn't as bad as the first quarter of 177. And we haven't really jumped out of the gate here in the first 5 weeks of 2011 in terms of the number of sales. We're kind of, compared to last year, we're on a slow start. But the number of pendings are doing well. So the sales should follow shortly. Speaking of shortly, short sales and bank-owned properties for the fourth quarter. Just to finish, they had 211 sales, which is a 12% drop from the fourth quarter of 09. But with the median price was $855,000, which was, you know, the same as the fourth quarter of 09, $850,000. It's about the same as it was for the whole entire year of 09 and 2010, roughly in that $855,000 range. The total number of sales for the year up 7.5% from 2009. 873 sales versus 811 for 09. Go back to 08, you only had 752 sales. And in 2007, we had 864 sales for the year. Again, 2010, 873. And that's not counting listings that went outside MLS. There would be a few of those. I thought you were motioning me to end this segment. He's wringing his hands for some reason. And the fourth quarter of 2006, 890 sales. So that beats, not the fourth quarter, the entire year 2006, 890 sales. And again, the total for 2010, 873 sales. You know, that'll go up a few as more sales get reported, and again, just through the multiple listing service. But so it's a nice increase from 2009. What also increased was the total number of short sales and bank-owned properties, the foreclosures. We actually had a 15% increase from the total of 2009, 184 versus 160. Okay, so that's 24 increase in the number, 24 increase in the number of short sales and REOs. Doing quick math, we had a total of 62 increase in the total number of sales from 09. Increase of 62, but 24 of the 62 were short sales and REOs, so that still leaves a good healthy number, roughly 40, of an increase of sales that weren't short sales or REOs. And of course, the 160 we had in 09 was a huge jump from the 86 we had in 08 of short sales and REOs. So that was a huge, almost a 50% jump from 08 to 09. So to 2010, 15% jump in that category of short sales and REOs. Again, not a massive percentage of against the total number of sales, but significant enough. And that's for Carp to Goleta, the total number of sales. Now, if you exclude Montecito and Hope Ranch for the fourth quarter of 2011, I still had an increase in the median price, not by much, 2.4%. And an increase from 09 for the total year, 8.6%. So that's good. And the average, actually, for the year of 2009, excluding Montecito and Hope Ranch, so take out the high-end stuff, just look at Carp, Goleta, and Santa Barbara. The average sales price went up a whopping 30% compared to the median price going up 8.6%. So that means we've had some higher-priced home sales within Santa Barbara, not Montecito, and Hope Ranch. If you look at just Montecito, their median price increased a tick, 4.4% to $2,453,000, and the number of sales up 132 sales for the year versus 129. The fourth quarter was good too, about the same as so it was a good even. You know, Montecito is kind of even for quarters 2, 3, and 4, 36, 39, and 36 sales in each of those quarters, and the median price also hovering around the same, finishing for the year Montecito $2,453,000. That's the fourth segment, the fourth quarter for 2010. Well, we'll get it right. The fourth quarter statistics for 2010 and also some year-end comments. We'll take a break, and we're going to come back with Margo's Mortgage Minute Update from Diversified Mortgage and lots else. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.